This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Women's empowerment programs in poor countries lack clear measurement standards. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi P. Kadzi, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. Women's empowerment interventions in low and middle-income countries suffer from inconsistent theoretical frameworks and measurement approaches, limiting their effectiveness and comparability across programs. A comprehensive scoping review published in Global Health Action reveals significant gaps in how capacity-building programs define, implement, and evaluate women's empowerment initiatives. Key takeaways: most women's empowerment programs in developing countries use different measurement frameworks, making comparison difficult. Lack of standardized theoretical approaches undermines program effectiveness and evidence-based improvements. Better measurement tools could improve outcomes for millions of women in capacity-building interventions. Study at a glance. Fragmented approaches undermine global progress. The scoping review, published in the December 2026 issue of Global Health Action, systematically examined theoretical and measurement approaches used in women's empowerment interventions across multiple low- and middle-income countries. The analysis found that programs often operate without unified frameworks, creating challenges for evidence synthesis and program improvement. This fragmentation occurs despite growing recognition that women's empowerment is crucial for achieving global health and development goals. The review highlights how inconsistent measurement approaches prevent researchers and policymakers from identifying which interventions work best for different populations and contexts. Measurement challenges persist across programs. The analysis revealed that capacity-building interventions targeting women's empowerment frequently lack standardized measurement tools and theoretical foundations. This creates significant barriers to program evaluation, comparison, and scaling of successful interventions across different settings and populations. Many programs define empowerment differently, ranging from economic participation to decision-making autonomy to social mobility. Without consistent definitions and measurement approaches, it becomes difficult to assess program effectiveness or replicate successful models in new contexts. According to the Global Health Action Study, evidence gaps limit program effectiveness. The review identified substantial gaps in how women's empowerment outcomes are measured and reported in capacity-building interventions. These gaps limit the ability of program implementers, funders, and policymakers to make evidence-based decisions about which approaches deliver the greatest impact for women and communities. The study authors emphasize that improved measurement frameworks could enhance program design, implementation, and evaluation processes. This could lead to more effective interventions that better serve women in low- and middle-income countries where empowerment initiatives are most needed. Implications for future research and policy. The findings suggest an urgent need for standardized theoretical frameworks and measurement tools in women's empowerment programming. Such standardization could improve program comparability, enable better evidence synthesis, and support more effective policy development at national and international levels. The research also highlights opportunities for capacity-building programs to adopt more rigorous evaluation methods. This could include standardized outcome indicators, validated measurement instruments, and consistent reporting protocols that facilitate cross-program learning and evidence-based improvements. Current approaches to measuring women's empowerment in capacity-building interventions lack the theoretical consistency and methodological rigor needed to generate robust evidence for program improvement and scaling. Global Health Action Scoping Review, 2026, What This Means for Patients. Women participating in empowerment programs may benefit from more effective interventions once measurement standards improve. For clinicians, healthcare providers working in community programs should advocate for evidence-based empowerment interventions with clear outcome measures. For policymakers, investment in standardized measurement frameworks could significantly improve the effectiveness of women's empowerment initiatives and development outcomes. frequently asked questions. Why is standardized measurement important for women's empowerment programs? Standardized measurement allows programs to be compared, evaluated, and improved based on evidence. Without consistent approaches, it's difficult to identify which interventions work best and scale successful programs to help more women. What are the main challenges in measuring women's empowerment? The main challenges include lack of agreed-upon definitions, inconsistent theoretical frameworks, limited validated measurement tools, and poor comparability across different programs and contexts. How could improved measurement benefit women in developing countries? Better measurement could lead to more effective empowerment programs by identifying successful approaches, enabling evidence-based improvements, and supporting the development of interventions that deliver greater impact for women and communities. The research underscores the critical need for coordinated efforts among researchers, program implementers, and policymakers to develop and adopt standardized approaches to women's empowerment measurement. Such coordination could significantly enhance the effectiveness of capacity-building interventions and accelerate progress toward gender equality goals in low- and middle-income countries worldwide. Source: A Scoping Review of Theoretical and Measurement Approaches to Women's Empowerment in Low- and Middle-Income Countries. Capacity-Building Interventions.